Hello everyone, I'm George from Ireland and this is about Bonnie Blue. It's the name on everybody's lips. In case you don't know, she's a British porn star. She's roughly 26 years of age. She hails from a small town in Nottinghamshire. So she shot to fame just a couple of years ago and she claimed making £1 million a month at one stage. Now that might just be, PR bull as usual, but there's no doubt that she is highly successful in her sphere on Instagram, numerous other platforms, I think it's OnlyFans, and so on. So free sites where they distribute pornography, apparently it's not available, just tasters, so they'll always pay for it. I don't know, I'm not an aficionado, not to say that I've never seen biological drama, but not recently. And her real name is widely known, no reason to reveal it here. Now, why would she take a stage name? I suppose people can't trace her, can't look her up on things like that. Or if she books it in a hotel, they don't realise who it is. But obviously her face is universally recognised by straight males. And indeed, probably other body parts too. So she's a glamorised pornography. It obviously is attractive to men to watch. Most men watch it. Straight men, I guess gay men as well. I remember reading years ago, they were trying to do some study in Canada about, and they were going to compare those who'd watched porn with those who never had. They saw men who'd never seen pornography. They couldn't find one. So the ubiquity of it is notable. But I realise it is bad. I mean, some people have got addictive personalities. I mean, I'm not saying it's morally bad. I don't think it should be prohibited or restricted or anything like that. No more restricted than it is already. But at the very best, it's just a waste of time. It gives people completely unrealistic expectations. It makes monogamy seem impossible. And so on. It makes men compare themselves to these guys as sort of like Olympic athletes of sex and things like that, or compare their girlfriends to women of the same. And of course, it is acting. They are playing up, pretending to enjoy it more than they really are, and have to be changing positions all the time and so on. So what she's best known is for gangbangs. I mean, not like sort of three or four guys with her, but like 1,000 boys. You know, and when I say boys, because she went barely legal, so obviously the age of consent in most of the United Kingdom is 16, but if it's to be, if there's to be pornographic images, it has to be 18. So doing guys who are just over 18, and it famously standing outside, was at Nottingham University with a sign saying, you know, do me for free, so long as you let me film it, and people lining up. So she's very chirpy, very cheerful, always ready with an answer. She's done the media round on, you know, these breakfast time shows, fully clothed and so on. So she's very self-possessed. She has self-assurance. She's articulate. She's sassy. She's an impressive media-savvy operator, and she's presumably got a PR team behind her. Now, she obviously always immaculately turned out. I think that ash grey, ash blonde look, I think that doesn't flatter. Maybe she'd try, you know, something else, bright blonde, brunette, even black occasionally. Has she had her lips done? Okay, every skin treatment known to man. I wonder if it's somewhat overdone, or if she's got a very good body. I'm trying to imagine what her day is. You know, wake up, maybe do a one-hour session with your personal trainer in the gym, and then serve some super healthy breakfast while she does a correspondence. Or does she go to a shoot and that's where she showers and have her hair done and blah, blah, blah. But yeah, so famously did over 1,000 chaps in, 12 hours? But they had an average of something like 41 seconds each. That's quite one guy pulling in, that's something going in. It was all with latex, apparently. Occasionally she says, oh, well, people have slipped in raw, whatever. It was professional scenes, they usually don't use protection because they're tested for everything. But they're not going to do that with 1,000 punters off the street. So presumably it's actually not very gratifying for them. And I imagine very off-putting to see all these other, if you're a straight male, to see all these other male nudes. She likes to stoke controversy, although it wasn't tendentious enough anyway, saying she's had a father and son, although a mum's come to pull her boy out of the queue, or, you know, confronted by the wife. And see, she says, I love it when you get hate off a woman because that means I've just seduced her husband, so things like that. So she knows how to fly a kite about these things. All publicity is good publicity. Was it Oscar Wilde who said that? Or the only thing worse than being talked about is not being talked about. So people definitely know who she is. Now, she can only ride this wave for so long, so she has to monetize that as much as possible. There'll be burnout. And unlike, what's that other one, Lily Phillips, she's not crying in these documentaries. The documentary, I mean, I've not seen most of it, but it's not very searching. Is it celebratory? And they can't show you frank pornography. They can only sort of show you background scenes. So she's got a body to die for, from presumably loads of exercise, a very careful diet. And would she have had surgery? I mean, I'm not sure. She's a slightly petite lady. And I know one of the buildings where she's performed in London on Portland Place, famous for art exhibitions and so on. So she's never had the pleasure of my acquaintance. And I don't know her in the biblical sense or any other. But goodness, what's going to happen? Because we're extending child into the 20s, they're also vulnerable. And that's what bigots, prudes, Puritans say to deprive people of their rights. Are they going to say you can't appear in this till you're 21 or 25 or 30 or 40 and just outlaw it? And stealthily that may be happening. I mean, these age check things, because they don't want people below 18 to access this material, which is a bit ludicrous, as they can do the real thing at 16, which is certainly much more harmful. A real thing, people could get HIV, which is incurable, or, you know, someone could become pregnant, okay, and she may not want a child, have hardly any money. I've only met the father of a child once, and that's a less than ideal situation. So watching this material is not always healthy. I mean, anything has to be terrible. Almost everyone's done it. It doesn't ruin everything. People, it could be a habit to see if you keep it in reasonable limits. It doesn't have to take over your life and be psychologically injurious. But surely that's less risky than the real thing. And they probably raised the age of consent for the real thing. Well, a good old Bonnie Blue, to think she was doing a tedious job recruiting people for financial roles in the National Health Service. And then she's monetized her erotic capital. So, yeah, she's got sex appeal in droves. She's very confident out there, always ready with a witty answer, and seems very cheerful. So, I mean, she's a sort of the happy hooker stereotype. So we call everyone who was in this sector a star, but many of them are not, and it doesn't appear to be affected badly by it. Okay, some people may change their mind and dislike it. Okay, but that's true of any career. And it's the only sector where women getting paid 10 times more than men. So there we go. And then she lied a few months ago saying she's pregnant, but in subsequent interviews, she said, well, no, I didn't. I just very strongly implied it. No, she lied. These are all false statements that she's pregnant. She wasn't. I mean, maybe she was pregnant. I don't actually know. She's patently not pregnant now. And that was just to get a spike in her viewing figures, get extra money and put it to IVF. Fascinating. She revealed several years ago she wanted to become pregnant and then couldn't for several months. So she wanted to draw attention to the in vitro fertilization issue. So, wow, well, she's added much to the gaiety of the nation. She's provided innocent pleasure to millions. So she's not a victim in any way. This is really preposterous. So I know there are feminazis who disapprove of what she's doing. They don't like her lifestyle choices. They want to deprive men and women of choices. They want to take away people's happiness. We've got to make sure that these bigots and oppressors do not succeed. Thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Donate to PayPal, GeorgeCatalan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.